first, and then we will have the speak to each of the issues that they want to speak on, okay? Because we found out that, you know, sometimes in a presentation, the questions that the public or other people may have can sometimes be answered through the presentation, so we'll go ahead and begin. Item number one, long-range facility master plan update. Dr. Aguirre.
Okay, I think it's on. Thank you, President Tarantino. So on this first item, status update regarding the long-range facility master plan, we've drafted a memo for distribution of Mr. Growley's currently distributing it. The context for this item is, broadly speaking, there was an effort engaged in about a year ago to begin the process of updating the long-range facility master plan. During the summer, it became evident in consultation with CDOC and other members of the public that this process needed to be revised. And so we worked collaboratively again with staff at Planning and Construction, consulting with the CDOC through the chair, in order to develop some next steps. Because the last long-range facility master plan was not revised or not adopted. So at this point, what we've been working on is the memo will outline a multi-phased approach. And in essence, the phases include beginning with a meeting by trustee area, and those began in October. The memo will outline the dates when those occur, again by trustee area. From there, the next step in that process was to have school site specific meetings to gather the input at each individual school site with multiple stakeholders. And that is currently working its way through along with a verification check with administrators. And in essence, what that means is we're going through and sharing the feedback we've received at those site meetings if it's already occurred, along with a map that outlines whether the facility has been identified as being in good condition, fair condition, or poor condition. So in essence, we're saying this is what we heard, this is the assessment of the building. Can you cross-verify, cross-check to make sure that the information that we have is as accurate as possible? From here, the next steps will be to develop, and those meetings, by the way, going to just touch briefly, are projected to go through January 14th. So as you can see, there's a lot of engagement that's going on across the district regarding facilities. It happened, again, at a larger level from a trust area, and it's also happening at each individual school site, which we thought was paramount. So at this point, in January, when we're done with the meetings, our plan is to develop a revised long-range facility master plan that has at that point included all the feedback to present it at the January CDOC meeting in its most updated version before preparing it for a first reading. Now moving on to phase 5, it would be a first reading of the long-range facility master plan that will come before the Board of Trustees. Again, that's the first reading so that the public and community can have an opportunity to offer input and feedback. Once we receive that, there's a possibility we may add another phase between 5 and 6, whether it's 5.5 or 6, and then move that back. But in essence, it would be an additional round once we have the first reading. Again, just to cross-check. And the other thing is to ensure that we're being as transparent as possible with our community so they understand why a building is identified as either being good, fair, or poor. So that's a possibility. It's not necessarily here yet, but it's something we're currently studying and looking at. Followed by the last phase, which is preparing that long-range facility master plan to come before the trustees for a second reading and action to adopt. The long-range facility master plan is intended to be what it says. It's a long-range, so it's intended to go through the year 2025. It would be, in essence, a 9-year plan if adopted next year. And the goal is to allow us, the district, to have a strategic approach so that we can identify the funding cycles that currently adopted through the bond that has been approved by the voters, Prop O. And we can start working in tandem and in collaboration with maintenance, because some projects may indeed be deferred maintenance projects. Some projects may need to be bond projects, so it would allow us to, again, focus our energies so that we can be as strategic as possible and really be able to use the funds as effectively and efficiently as possible. So that's the current status of the long-range facility master plan. and Mr. Bradley's here for questions as well as Mr. Woods. And if you'd like to have conversations or questions, we're here for questions from the public as well. But that is the update in terms of where we're currently at, given the work to revise the facility. Thank you.
So what we'll do is